I'm trying to think. So you're in the Lindenhurst area.
Because that's the thing. If you would just want to build like a regular tattoo studio, okay, it's not that cost that much. Special back then. Of course, not right now at a price. But if you really have a big map, big picture, all right, you want setting up everything correct. So think about this. Suffolk County, you must be have city water and also each sink by each station and built in. Just that kind of construction work. You think about this.
Yeah, the plumbing alone.
Right? We just try to get the city water in. That's about 80 grand. I'm waiting for 7 months. Think about this. Time is the money, right?
Permits and everything that you have
right?
to go through.
Right,
just to,
and
just
also
to get the shop
all
open.
Of that, when the end of the day is how much cost, definitely is more than the money. They just kind of like send you a piece receipt. First of all. Second of all, just that floor. You've been there before.
Yeah. Beautiful studio. Love it.
Okay. Back then, 2017, that cost 80 grand.
For, you're saying just the floor?
Yeah. The tiles?
Yeah.
Yeah. Think about this. And also special plumbing, right? The plumbing going to be like to each. That's a 6 station. Built-in station. That's a difference. Think about it as a built-in station. And also, you know the material is a stone on a station.
Yeah.
It's not like any other, like a tattoo powder, wood, plastic, resin, or maybe just like a little, like moving that kind of little cars, whatever. Like
it's all real premium materials.
Exactly. And also, you see each station, the drawers. It's only just the drawers. You go to two's store. You just look it up the price. Chair.
What does one of the chairs go for?
The chairs, like, back then wasn't that bad at all, but I mean.
And so
like,
when you say back then, you're talking about 2017 when you guys incorporated and started the shop?
Right.
But you've been tattooing way before that.
Of course.
Yeah, I was going to say, so.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, let me ask you this. When you started World Famous, what made you land in the Lindenhurst, Babylon, right? So like the Lindenhurst, Babylon type area? Is that what you classify it as?
That's a little bit like a story, okay? First of all, the people knows me. They know usually I work, manager for Tattoo Loose. But, of course, right now they moved because big boss, they have a big company, doing a lot of stuff. So they moved out to New York, Long Island. So soon he moved out. And, I got some information and, he's also friend with me who's the owner. And I mean, it's like, okay, listen, we're going to be decided to move. And what are you going to do? I say, of course, I'm still going to be do tattooing because I'm not enough yet, so. And usually over there, they have Tattoo Loose have a location. It's in West Babylon. It's kind of like if you by walking distance, I think it's 150 feet or yard. I would say yard. Yeah. So that very close. And also by the old school way, New York, okay, back then, they have say called ink and oil, if you heard about that.
Nope. Tell me about it.
Okay.
What's ink and oil?
So also that's the things like what I never heard about. That's about like East Coast like culture for tattoo industry. Oil means motorcycle.
Okay. So like it's almost like a merging of the two cultures.
Yes, it's two cultures. Like back then, all of the people like the bike, special like man like the bike, a man like the ink.
Yeah, that's where you see all the bikers. That everybody's tattooed.
Right, right. I mean, like maybe somebody else think is like, oh yeah, bikers. But listen, everything have two side. Think about a positive way. It's a culture. Right, it's a culture. It's an amazing thing in the world. Like, I'm from another country. When we talking about Harley Davidson, like all of the bikers, people is like, God damn it, that's a rock and roll. That's a rocker. Yeah, see? Different. So if you only focus on the positive way, you will be see everything as a positive. But if you only pick it on a negative, and you're going to be a negative person, you never can even walk out from that box. So you're going to be thinking everything is the darker side, never the light side.
It clouds your judgment.
Yep. So by all of the, this story behind, I mean, it's like, and also they, you know, the Lalo also is friends with us. So he decide like clean up his like, I think that's just like a parts, like a retail room, you know? So he has the two side. One is, you know, service, like helping you the custom fix, whatever. And also the other one is like a showroom, but it was huge.
Yeah. So right? You're talking about the bike shop that's next door to you guys, mm-hmm. currently at World Famous.
Not really world famous. I mean, it's like that's still it's he, them the name called is the bike.
Okay.
That also is has how to say that like in the industry local for over 30 years. So obviously it's good because you know me, I do everything. It's not just the picture on the money wise. It's about that thing in generally. It does has chance to like you know like leave something. For the future, for the next generation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, as right now, like, I don't know, how old are you?
Oh, how old am I? I'm 31.
So you're 90s?
91, yeah.
Okay, see, I'm 70s. We kind of like, we even like more, because every 10 years is one generation. So we have like two generations different. So that's why you never heard about, oh, oil and ink.
Yeah.
But right now you know.
But I have uncles, you know, family friends, my right, mom that were bikers least, and they all know, tattooed. They
but
love
I mean,
it.
Like, did they told you about this?
No, never.
But as right now, I think my decision at least helped one of my friend knows that's East Coast culture of the United States. That's how wonderful things, right? One day, I know, one day maybe you can make a movie or short video, whatever, and you can use this story and incorporate in your video, right?
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's history of something that has gone back, like you're saying, generations and decades.
Exactly. And, exactly.
So let me start off like this. So
okay.
Everybody who doesn't know, this is my man, Poe. Popo is an infamous tattoo artist worldwide from China.
Yep.
Came to the States, has built a huge reputation for him in the tri-state area, especially Soho Inc., World Famous. Like, just I'm just saying, bouncing yeah, around I mean, all the I mean, different it's shops. Like
I get involved with all of the, you know, those kind of amazing things.
Yeah,
you know. But I mean, it's like, like really, my own. It's about you know the World Famous
World Famous Tattoo Gallery, and that's located where? And YPO.
YPO, not D, okay. Oh. Yeah. It's a little bit trick, but I mean,
every time I wear that shirt, I get cops that come up to me. They're like, NYPD? I'm like, no, but I have family members that are officers. I said, no, that's NYPO. My boy Popo, it's his company, and he does a lot of tattooing, and he has a lot of art that he...
That's a very, you know, it's very accident.
Yeah.
You know, because I was like, you know what? I really want to represent myself because I love New York. So New York Poe. And also I write it down on a paper just like, you know, the regular way, like just NY and Poe. I'm like, why it looks like NYPD? I'm just like, but it's cool, right? Hey, it's something funny, right?
Yeah. So no, it's awesome. It's awesome. So you've dove into a lot of different collaborations, art projects, right. And really expanding besides just the tattooing, but I kind of want to go back because you have a very interesting history.
Yeah.
So growing up in China, were you always interested in art? How did it form? I know you were a musician. You still are. You did body painting. You have such an interesting background that there's just so much to share.
You did a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you've done a lot of stuff.
Yeah, because I just feels like right now, I feels like life's short. Even the God can give me another 50 years. I mean, that would be great, you know, because I still have a lot of things I want to try. I never did. I want to, you know, give a shot. And also a lot of things I want to continue can do it. The longer I'm health, you know what I mean? And also the all of the environment, you know, around me can't force me to keep doing that. I won't stop. It's just amazing. It's just like today.
You got the hunger to keep leveling
right?
up.
You and me. And we're sitting here. Just close your eyes. Think about this.
Closing them.
You know, I'm from China, right? But if didn't because the tattoo, how I come here, right? If didn't because tattoo, how Tyler and you and go to my shop? And if didn't because the tattoo, how have today we can sit down and share all of the, you know, my histories or my stories, something like that.
Yeah.
Right? And also in the past, Nick is a great person. I mean, it's like we have a very, very good time.
We do.
You know, like good talk. We hang out all the time, but we hang out is not for bullshit. We always hang out is for friendship. And also we try to create some stuff. We're still working on that.
Yeah.
But, you know, hopefully.
Just like you said, we got a lot more to accomplish in this life. It's just starting.
Right. Exactly. So that's exactly, you know, how what I'm think about as right now. And also, I really appreciate. And I think I'm lucky I'm getting the tattoo industry. And after that, I just open another door. That's it.
Yeah, it's crazy when you talk about the things that have led us to sitting down right here today.
Yeah.
You know, I talk to a lot of people about, you know, life paths and things that we all go through.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Connecticut for college.
Yep.
And if I didn't go away to Connecticut and I didn't start bodybuilding and I didn't get into the fitness industry, who's to say I would have picked a camera up? Who's to say if I didn't ever pick a camera up, I'd ever do a podcast or I'd ever get to meet such amazing people we might never have met?
Right.
Because I met Tyler through my group of friends, but at the same time, I met him because I did a shoot for him through the fitness industry.
Yep.
So we may never have crossed paths, mm-hmm, if the stars haven't aligned in a very specific way. It's pretty cool.
I don't know if you believe or not about the faith. Everything happened for a reason.
Yes.
And also sometimes, like, even I with my another friends, whatever we're talking about, it's like, Paul, you know what? Do you believe a past life? I say, yes, I believe. Because a lot of things you feels like they're setting up for you already. Right? You feels like, oh, yeah, I'm making a decision. The universe.
Yeah.
They make a decision.
Or you feel like you've done this before in certain aspects.
Right.
So there's some familiarity with something that you're doing.
But also, same thing, that only take 50%. And also the other 50% is about your drive. If you drive, you have the same drive as the something 50% or setting up already in your life, and that become to 100%. Think about it this way.
Yeah, compounding on itself.
Right? Yeah, it's amazing.
For sure. So tell me, when did you come over from the States, from China? And what was it like growing up over there? I mean, there's a lot of people that I'm sure hear mixed things about China as a whole.
Yeah, we've been like talking about a lot like before, but we never like really deep talking about this situation. Not really a situation, just how they come. So China is a very different country comparison with United States. I mean, a lot of people asking me, it's like, which one you like more? I'll be honest to say, I like both. Because if you think about the good side, really are both amazing. You know, different. You should say different. Don't tell people like, oh, which one is better than which one. Maybe a certain kind of thing is more prefer what you want to get. Maybe you say, oh, on that point, maybe this country better than that country for that thing, but never in generally the country come.
Like, yeah, there's pluses like, and minuses to
exactly,
everything.
Exactly.
There's benefits and negatives.
Very traditional country, a lot of history is going on, you know, a lot of amazing people, good food, culture, history, and landscape, a lot. The same as the United States, but just the difference. You know, and also, but it's only one thing, my generation is go through a lot of big history things, you know, because my grandpa, they go through World War II, right? Go through a lot of war when that age, and also
scary.
But yeah, my father, it's kind of like a little bit better, but also still, but after war, every country get rebuilt, right? Still, it's a tough time for them. So I'm lucky, you know, when I, you know, started growing up, everything's like, even, you know, China started opening the door to the, you know, the whole world. See, I kind of like very lucky that moment. At least I didn't get like a stuck mind while I'm growing up. So everything is new. So I pick. And also have the chance to give myself, let me to think about everything I see and I know. So, yeah, of course, after that, you know, I like art from I'm little, and my parents very support me. So
it's which is same, amazing because most parents
exactly.
Wouldn't
be. It's same everybody else that like you know the family. If it's really family supporting you, you kind of like really on that trail, right? So yeah, go to the art school, our high school,
and this is college. All, this is all in China.
It's all in China.
And if you don't mind me asking, what part of China is this in relation to major cities?
Tianjin.
And where is that in relation to like what major city?
Okay, so Tianjin is almost like the third, like Chicago, third big city in the country.
Okay,
all right. But the funny part is, he only 1 hour drive to Beijing.
Okay,
see, so Beijing is the first big one.
Yeah, I know Beijing.
So one and the third is together, obviously. So we always call Jinjin. That area means two city.
Cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's my city and a lot of art, a lot of culture. And if people has that kind of experience, like traveling in my city before, they can find any kind of style food, Chinese food in my city. And also we have really famous like midnight kitchens, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the amazing part. Even some people like... After party, they even drive 1 hour from Beijing and go to
Tianjin.
Damn. Yeah.
That's when you know it's good.
Yeah. they drive and also like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and, you know, we're waiting online and try to get some like very traditional dishes.
So what are some traditional dishes? Talk to me. Well, you've taken me to some really amazing spots on, you know, out east on Long Island.
Yep.
Some really hidden gem spots that I'm sure are just the tip of the iceberg for some of the stuff back home.
I mean, here is harder to find. Even here, Chinatown, it's not really a lot of regional. But, you know, one day, I don't know, one day, if I don't tattoo anymore, I maybe bring the food culture come to here.
That'd be cool.
Right?
That'd be cool. And
you want to be a partner?
Listen, man, I'm always down to eat. I'm trying to get trim right now, though, so I can't start eating too much right this second.
No, but hey, listen, by then. Healthy, very healthy.
Yeah.
You know, all organic stuff. All right. So, you know, I mean, my city, because I have that kind of background, so I love art and just to keep going. But the thing is, like, sometimes you have a dream. Everybody has a dream, right? But a dream is not really that easy to match with the realistic world. So after college, you need to think about where's your future because you're not a kid anymore, right? You need to try to make your own money, pay your own bill, and also same time to take care of your family. Of course, they don't really need me to take care of the money part, but if I do something and shows my respect to make my parents feel warm, they didn't, you know, how to say that. What they put in on me, at least, they can get is my respect and my love.
Which right there is huge because that's often a very big cultural difference between the United States and China, Japan, the respect for elders, taking care of family members, the community or the pack feeling of an actual family.
Right.
You don't get that over here.
That's one thing's very, if you want to talk a little bit more, I can like, you know, here also is family first, but say that words to people a lot, but I didn't see a lot of people do it.
Yeah, so, all talk.
Yes. For me, you need to show it's not just about you talk, you tell them, or use that as an excuse. Obviously, you need to do it. To put yourself and really to think about your family and do something. I mean, maybe they don't need your help. But if you do some things for them, I'll be honest to say, it's completely different story. Like they feel warm. You understand what I'm saying?
You feel it in the soul.
Yeah.
You feel good.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a feeling of love, like actual love, not just imaginary fairy tale love. There's a feeling of love, compassion, unity, you know, the ability to have raised a little human as your mother or your father, to have raised a little human, and although you're in a good spot, if you're them, you're in a good spot, you still receive some type of help, whether it's a car ride or whether it's an extra present just because, or flowers for mom. It's just things that make them feel good.
See, also that's the thing. It's like you talking about that is just an example, but when we really do, it's a completely different thing. Obviously, if you're talking about a real like example, how we taking care of our family. Okay?
Yeah, please.
So I'm not talking how me and my parents. I'm just talking about my parents to my grandparents.
Yeah.
All right. And that two generation. Like I watched what they did, and also that's kind of like to fact how I think, and also it's been a habit later on what I'm doing. All right. So mostly the parents are special. You know, the time is after war, poor, very poor, be honest. So if they can make good enough the money for support the family and the children's to get survive, is the bigger thing for them. Number one, all right? And also a lot of history. I don't want to talk about it here. Maybe a lot of people, they don't know what's going on.
We could always do another podcast. I'm always down.
Yeah,
we could do the history
too. We can do some like a specialty about something people want to know, you know. But just the same, in the past, very poor, okay? So as my grandparents is like very harsh to deal with the life. And raised my father have five brothers, so that's a big family. You
it's
know?
A big family.
All boys.
Yeah,
all boys.
A lot of eating.
But the thing is, like, they get to be work harder, everything, and also, you know, of course, the health got damaged. My grandma, you know, lately she's really sick, and later got a paralyzed heart attack, all of that kind of issues. Because when they're young, it's so hard, right? Yeah. But, like, at least my father's side, you know, my father's side, and also my uncles, they try whatever they can. But, of course, everybody tries, like, I can give you 10%, or somebody, I try to give you 200%. All right. But as my father, what I saw, what he did, and what my mom just, you know, taking care of my grandma because she's paralyzed. And my mom needs to take care of me, take care of my father, and also go to my parents' house, my grandparents' house to, you know, help my grandma, you know, wash, you know, shower, you know, cut her hairs, everything here. Or right now, even in China, they'll be like, oh, yeah, you know what? Let me hire somebody.
Yeah.
Let me hire somebody.
Let me put you into an assisted living.
Right? Of course, when that moment, I mean, so my family, you know, if all of the boys, you know, my uncles, my father, they put in the money. Of course, they can hire a person to do this. But my father and my mom, they try to do them by themselves. What's the reason? They always say, the money, you hire somebody, everybody can do. Is that from your heart? Or I have the money, but let me do better than we spend the money and hire somebody. It's nothing about the money. Is I wanted to do this for you because you guys are my parents.
That's big.
How simple is it?
It's simple in theory, but it's very hard for a lot of people to understand that.
Right. But that's about like culture things.
Yeah.
Very culture things. So I mean, it's like even I look around my generation and how they treat them parents right now, it's different. A lot of people, because the movie, internet, everything, they say, oh, yeah, that's cool. You know, I spend good money. You know, I can spend like, they charge like $1,000, just like a very nice standard already. No, I put in $3,000. That's money, right? I don't know, taking care of you. But listen.
They measure tit for tat on how many dollars they're spending.
But listen, what your parents think about, they don't worry about, they don't really care about how much you spend. They care about you. Think about this. When you were little, who wiped your ass?
Mom and dad. Mostly right. Mom. I live with my mom.
But doesn't matter. Parents. Yes. Of course, you don't have a memory. But later on, when you have memory, when you can think by yourself, and you heard about what they told you, is how I vap your ass or babysitter how vap your ass. What feeling you got?
I'd rather my parents. Yeah, that's babysitter, so, live-in nannies, stuff like that. It's just it's weird. Yeah, it's an outsider.
So just twist that, change the side. When they got old,
oh, Poe.
Don't cry, bro. I know you're wiping ass, man. Hey, maybe that's the first time Nick invites somebody and talk something and make his very emotional. I can tell everybody he don't want people to see because see he kind of like yeah, tears in his eyes right
now. Oh God, man.
But you know what? That's why we doing this. We talk. We're not just talking about money. Thank you. You invited me here and let me talk something about us very close. If we're not talking about who's the president, who's this. Trust me, big country that built up from the millions small family. And a small family is built up the parents and the kids. All of the family members. If you're not tight enough, how we can our country tight enough?
Can. It falls. Falls from within.
Right?
Which we're seeing the degradation of our country happening real time.
Not just, I'm not talking in general.
I'm not saying political. I'm saying just family structure.
Yeah. Right now, that's the whole thing for the whole world.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, it's like, you know, sometimes, also, I really get all of the new things. We move on, right? Of course, we upgrade. Right, upgrade, right? But the good things, you're going to keep it and pass on your next generation. Very important. That's how make everybody, why you work so hard, because you want to get a good feedback for yourself and who with you. Who with you? Very close, your family. That's the first.
Yeah.
The first is that. And, you know, your life partner and your friends, you know, your coworker and somebody you like. Right?
Yeah.
That's all.
When I have kids, man, there's a lot of things I need to instill in them that are important that my mother instilled in me that has kept me not only level-headed but hungry for success. You know, I talk to a lot of my friends. If I don't even want to say if because I hate manifesting an if. Mm-hmm. I like manifesting a when it becomes. So when this company continues to scale, my Rizzles Productions, my podcast, stuff like that – I would love for this to be a family business. I would love when I have kids one day for them to be able to take the reins of the ship. However, you don't just take the reins to a ship that's been built already. I need to see ground up. You may be set and secure in your ways. The owner's son, whatever you want to call it, or daughter, whatever I have. It doesn't matter to me. But I need to instill that sense of hard work, loyalty to the family, and just everything that rings true to me and what I believe in that seems lost in so many areas. I'm not the guy to just hand keys over. Oh, here you go, son. Here you go, daughter. It's time for me to retire and move on. Do what you want. Make all the money. Nah, yo. This ain't a free ride. You may be set financially, but right. It does not matter. You need to prove and work hard. Yep.
And also one word. You're going to earn.
Yes, earn it.
Earn it.
Earn the keys to the ship.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very important. You know,
it's too many fucking handouts, man. It's too many damn handouts. People just be giving shit out, and then they wonder why things corrode from the inside out. It's crazy.
And also, that's another thing. If you don't earn that, and people think, I should get this, they think everything that's a should be. Like, for no reason. And easy. That's mine. And start to get people lazy and greedy. Soon you have that happens, you're going to be lose all of the traditional. The traditional first word is like, you're going to be earn it and you're going to be work hard and prove it. See, those two words is totally against, right? Lazy and greedy.
Well, all the 80s babies that came out, like all the parents from the 80s that have had kids, their kids suck. Let me tell you.
Oh, you're talking about the 80s?
Oh, my God. I would have thought about it.
That's the only right now that have the things like talking about in China. They say it's like, oh, my God. It's the Yeah, as a lot of people, they don't like the 80s. Man. So also here's too, because I'm not really, really talking about like social things because sensitive.
Yeah, you don't.
I don't want to get too much hater, but I mean, it's like, it just surprised me. Also, okay, so that's the same thing, you know, Asian and, you know, here is like Western culture.
Yeah.
The 80s, really?
I mean,
how about the 90s? You were 90s.
So I was born in the 90s. So in my opinion, the people that were born in the 80s that are having kids now, so their kids are like early, you know, early 1 to 5, maybe 5 to 10 if they had kids a little bit earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. The values are gone. The kids aren't disciplined anymore. They're running rampant. And I just find that there's no order. There's no family structure like we're talking about. There's no respect anymore. And that's a big problem. Because what did you say? Build up a country from the inside of the family and up.
Yep.
And if there's no respect in the actual home, do you think they're going to give respect to people out on the street? It's bad. It's really bad.
It's a lot of things to cause that things happen. Not just the one. I mean, it's like, but, you know, we can't always just find an excuse to
point finger.
To turn the heat to another reason. And also, you know, just like kind of like make a last responsibility on yourself. The first you need to think about what's your responsibility, special when you, you know, in the family culture and also you're parents right now, and a big responsibility. Who's the baby is the first teacher? Of course, parents, not a teacher. I always say you go to school. You learn the social things and the knowledge, but how you learn, survive, and who you want to be, and how to be a person, how to keep the all of the good things, or maybe sometimes bad things, you know, from your older generation, as your parents.
Starts in the home.
Start in the home.
Yep.
So it's just to think about this. Something example. Always we heard about like, oh, yeah. So all of the kids got sick in the classroom because one kid got sick but got sent to the school. How dare you? The parents, you know your kid's sick already.
Keep the kid home.
But why you still to send your kids and go to the school, to the class, and affect any other little child?
Because they're selfish. They don't care.
No, they care. They care about... Oh, because nobody watch it, I need to go to work.
That's what I'm saying. They're selfish. They don't care. They want to just send the kid out, and they want to only deal with what they have to do with. They don't want to have to worry about a kid that has to be homesick.
So,
they don't give a shit.
So just to think about this. The parents just do this all the time. How about that the kids later? They're going to be learn exactly that way. And
selfish.
Do the same thing to the others. So that's what we're talking about. Like, we're talking about, you know, the culture, the you know, the traditional, the old school. Yeah, family first. What do you mean family first? You're going to be that kind of things you need to do. Start your own family first. Not family come to first. It's you need first to do those right things in your family. That's my opinion. How about a family first?
And that's been a Popo knowledge buster right here on Rizology. I love that. That's fantastic.
Right? You like, you know, you talk to me, you wanna hear some difference.
You know what? It's not even that. I love cultural differences. I love how you were brought up in a much different atmosphere than I was on Long Island my entire life. I've traveled the world more than a lot of people my age,
mm-hmm.
because of work and just having friends and family and whatnot, because I consider a lot of people family,
right.
that are from different cultures. I don't have to actually be related to them. So I've been able to experience a lot of different cultures and the way people act and the way people exhibit love for one another,
mm-hmm.
and everyone's different. So yeah. I'm fortunate that I have these experiences, and there's a lot of people that don't. There's a lot of people that never experience somebody that had lived in China. There's a lot of people that never experience anybody that lived in the Caribbean. I mean, I'm with Jamal, my buddy Jamal, all the time, and he's from the Caribbean. So his cultural background and differences between a kid that grew up on Long Island is night and day. But it's cool. I love that. I love hearing these
stories.
But also,
don't forget one thing. Why United States still is the stronger one, the powerful one country in the world. That's not something I want to just like, oh my God, you know, United States. No, it's true. As right now, on all the different categories, we do, you know, give it a point. And still, United States is the stronger one. I would be saying number one.
Yeah.
Still in the world. Immigrate.
Yeah.
Believe that. Why? Because right now, the whole world, don't just say, oh, yeah, I'm an American. You're not immigrant. No. Be honest to say, without the Native American, we all immigrate. It's just like you come early, I come later.
Yes, without question.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So my great-grandfather came from Italy.
Right, right. So that's why I think maybe that's just a good answer, just more in generally. You know, it's no like really, you know.
It's a
like,
melting pot of cultures.
Don't be racist. I'm always say that. What means racist? Racist is just somebody want to show I'm better than you.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. We all good. It's just early, late, and I'm also, you stay more longer, I'm stay more shorter. But we all good. Stay positive. Stay open, okay? But also why I'm pointing out, just saying like, you know, we need to appreciate immigrant that law. Obviously, it's a protect this country is getting better because when have immigrant, have all different culture come in and meet up in here. And that is same just what we were talking about, like we learn from each other.
Yes. It's huge.
Know? Yeah. You pick the good things and turn that as your way and work for you and change your life and support your family. Every family get better and country get better.
We got to get back to that mindset. We got to get back to that mindset instead of just pointing fingers, picking blame, shit like that. It's tough. It's tough.
Yeah, but like what I say, still, everything back to the family, you know what kind of things and you need to first start doing in your family.
I got one. When my kids get popped out, man, it's over, man. Little soldier, this is what we're doing. Gotta learn here. So let's actually rewind. Let's go back to China. So you did everything school-wise.
Yeah.
You went to art school.
Right.
And at what age did you realize that you had a passion for tattooing and come to the United States?
Okay,
I'm sure there's a pretty big gap on that.
Yeah, but don't worry, guys. I mean, it's like we only the part one.
Yes.
So you want to see more? We're gonna be pushed to part two, part three.
Exactly.
But okay, so for the art part, like what I say, everybody has dream, but when you really go to the social, it's different. Special like when I go to finish my college and I want to jump to the master degree. Yeah, but I dropped. The reason is I feel I'm wasting time, wasting money. And also, if I keep doing that, I think it's going to be a big mistake in my life because I can't see the future. So at the same time, all right, I spend a ton of the money for that. And also, my school is really good. Soon you're in the master grade, like... they always offer you, you can be like, you're already a teacher. Like you teach, you help, you're a master, you're almost like assistant teacher. And you teach first year, second year in college, all of the kids. So you offer some paychecks, but the paycheck's really little. Really, really little. So how little is it? I can't even force to date a girl.
Oh, damn.
Think about this. I already like rent some place and living outside and all of the payments when I'm done, I maybe can do once. You know, take my girlfriend, go watch a movie.
And that's it.
Once. Come on.
Once out of a month?
Month.
Damn.
So I can't afford that. So of course, and she move on. She needs somebody can support her.
Provide,
or yeah. I don't mind her. But I'm at, like, what's the situation right now? I need to do some change. So one of my friends come out from jail. He did something dumb. But, you know, hey, you make a mistake, you pay the credit, you change, and you move on.
Yeah, that's it.
And
don't do that shit again.
Right. But he can draw, of course, not good as professional like us. but he can draw better than most people.
Okay.
It's almost like, how to say that? Like, the people think, or get proved from around the people's friends, oh, yeah, you draw really good, and you want to be an artist. You know, you understand me?
Yeah.
And he can draw, and also, of course, in jail, he learned the tattoo. So, when he come out, he tattooed tons of people in jail, so he practiced a lot.
Yeah.
3 years, yeah, he tattooed a lot. So, he come out, his girlfriend support, borrow some money from the family, and they open a tattoo shop. So later on, I was like, oh man, cool.
And this is in China?
Yeah, that was in China.
Okay.
And you know, he's just like, come, you know, check it out, bro. And I go there and, yo man, I'll be honest to say, I never saw a one job. Maybe I didn't see a lot yet. I never saw one job around me can make money that quick and that big in that moment. I think that's 2002. Yeah, 2002.
So, yeah, the inception of the internet is starting to form and there's a lot of technology advancements coming quickly.
Right. And also, when that time, I'm already like win a lot of awards for body painting already.
Yeah.
And, you know, for that industry, I have some names, you know, our industry some have some names, but just like no money.
Yeah.
So I feels like any job I do, I want with art. So why this is not an option? And also I told my father, I said, let me show you something cool. Okay. So my father with me go to his shop. Oh my God, he's have like a lot of motorcycle, R1, you know, Yamaha.
Yeah, the Yamaha R1.
Yeah, all of that kind of like, you know, like racing motorcycle. That's expensive. A lot of money back then.
Especially right? Back then, yeah.
He had 4. Where's the money come from? He says, I'm not doing bullshit. I'm doing tattoo. And whoever, the clients and also his friends in the shop and the girls dressed up very, you know, fashion, very cool, you know what I mean? And my father never thought about like, tattoo can be like that. Because, of course, why I bring my father? Because me and my father, it's kind of like a friend. I want to get the agreement from him.
Yeah.
It's a respect.
You want to get the blessing.
Exactly. He go and he like look at me. It's like, my friend just only spent 15 minutes doing like that tiny, like 2-inch rolls, a little bit color in. Super simple. You know how much?
How much? Well, this is O2, right?
It's O2.
It's got to be like 500 to $1,000.
No, for US dollar?
Yeah.
No way.
No?
No.
How much?
No. Think about this. Even the day I started coming United States, that was 10 years later, okay? Come United States. Here, minimum, okay? It's only $40.
Oh, 40, okay.
Back then, 10 years before, he can charge $50. $50 for 15 minutes, bro.
Oh, 15 minutes. Gotcha, okay. So you said 50 or 15?
15 minutes.
Okay, yeah.
For $50, 2002.
Yeah.
Blows my mind.
Yeah, quick, man.
And I mean, like,
it was nothing. It was like nothing.
I can draw better than him 10 times.
Yeah.
I only need to know how to use that tools because I never saw the tattoo machine. Because before, I know some poking. And also, I tried it before. I did something before, like
the traditional Hawaiian tattoo, the poking tattoos.
Like a poking, come on, just, you know, ink, needle, I'm poking the skin. And the longer you have good art, like you can draw everything's good on your skin, you just follow that, that should be come out not bad. But that machine's so fast. I says like, Dad, what do you think about this? My father says, you know what? Do it. Just do it.
So how did that feel getting the blessing? Felt good?
Exactly. I started working on that. I borrowed some money.
It felt good?
Yeah. But see, that's family. See the respect? Yeah. And also, he gave me the support.
Yeah.
You know.
I need that from my mom. I feel that. I've run everything by her business-wise. She's like part owner of my company with how much I go. I ask her and I seek advice from her. And when she gave me her blessing, essentially, I don't think I asked as traditionally as you did, but I kind of told her, hey, listen, this is what I'm starting to do. I'm starting to shoot videos. I'm starting to buy equipment.
I feel, I feel you should do this. Even not really agree, like my mom, forgot about it. She don't even want to talk to me.
Oh, damn.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
She feel embarrassing. Because she says, I spend so many time, we spend so much money on you to send you the best art school, top three in China. Come on. It's very expensive.
Yeah.
All right? So 4 years and you just freaking drop your master. You don't want to do that anymore. I mean, it's like you just want to do something tattoo. See, that's completely different mind. My father is more like about like business mind. He's not against the law. He just want to do tattoo, of course. But when that moment, still tattoo is not really on the book. You know what I mean? But at least he didn't go stealing. He robbing the people, robbing the bank. He do his art. Use what he learned from college and using on his career or his
canvas,
job.
The canvas is just the skin.
Right, exactly. But my mom, oh my God, she pissed it off. Till my mom passed away, she still don't forget, like, forgive me, I being a tattoo artist. How deep is it?
Yeah,
it hurts.
Yeah, I was going to say that must have hurt.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like my first regional tattoo is my mom's portrait.
Show them. Mama. Mama Po.
Yep. So, but that's what I'm talking about, like, life. Sometimes I just feels like life is so crazy, so funny.
It is, yeah.
But I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I appreciate life because they give you all of the chance. You can choose. And when the end of the day, still back to yourself. What are you going to do? What do you choose? Right? So I choose try to be a tattoo artist. And that's it. That's the whole thing, whole story started changing my life and almost like opening another page.
It was a totally different
totally
chapter.
Different.
So let me ask you this real quick. Are tattoos considered, I don't want to say faux pas, like bad. Mm-hmm. So I know Japanese culture, you have to keep your tattoos covered.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, it's not the same in China or it is?
Okay, that's the thing.
It's a more respect thing with Japan, right?
Everything for me, what I'm thinking about, in generally, tattoo, no bad, no good. It's just how others to put the words on top the tattoo. So that people need to think about this. In generally, tattoo is body art. Art, for sure, 100%. Unless you always try to make some negative or bad words or bad meaning or bad design on your skin, that give the information to other people's is completely different when you do the positive way. Without that, in generally, tattoos should not be judged.
So your advice in that scenario is always selectively choose what you're putting on your body.
Yeah.
The wording, the imagery.
Because that shows your mind. Think about this. For Japan, because they have that kind of like Yakuza culture.
That's what I was going
to
get to.
It's kind of like affecting a little bit of government. So government going to be like tied it up a little bit.
So they look at it as gang relation.
Back then, but what I heard from my friends right now, Japan working on how to get tattoo legally. See? Change.
So tattoos are illegal in Japan.
Yes.
Really? I had no idea they were illegal.
That only go for like a culture thing, but they never on book. That's the thing. They never on book. Even like right now in China, half and half. Some city, some states, no problem. You can go for go to the office and talk to them and do the tax, do all of this, the paperwork. You get your tattoo permit. And you can open a real tattoo shop or tattoo company.
Official shop.
Yes. But some states still, they deny your apply.
Wow.
See? But that thing's, everybody listen, you're lucky in the United States. That's why I'm here.
that ain't over here.
Yeah, because legally, and you get all of the positive way to supporting, promote, that's the good things.
Yeah, you're able to show your canvas, show the work,
you
and,
show,
and promote yourself as the business.
Exactly, and also give you a stage and let you show your talent. See? How amazing is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Like tattoo back then to right now is different. But when I started, because I always told everybody I'm different. I'm not a jailhouse tattooer. I'm a tattoo artist.
Yeah, I graduated, far from it.
Yeah, I graduated really good, like art college. So, you know, it's different. Please take it off your sunglasses to watch what I'm doing. All right?
Take them off, people. Take them sunglasses off. So you're tattooing in China. Mm-hmm. You start working with your buddy. And how does that go?
No, I do my own.
Oh, you did your own shop?
Yeah, I do my own shop.
Oh, you were
shop.
Joining forces with him.
No.
Okay,
no.
My mistake.
I just show my father
that this is a legitimate business.
See, that's the business I want to go to.
Okay.
I quit my master and I started open my own business.
And what was that like, opening up your own shop for the first time?
Oh, yeah, I'm Popo Tattoo. I still have that website.
Oh, from China?
Yeah.
Well, how was it opening up your own shop?
Oh, it's not an easy special. What I want to try to do. See, that's what I'm talking about. Same as right now, my shop on Long Island. When I started want to try to do something, I'm not just thinking about open, making money. I have my big picture. I even started build a structure, everything, the foundation. For the big picture, not just for this moment. So I already denied a lot of clients. They're asking for Gans tattoo. I'm not doing this. And everybody don't understand. Actually, that's that moment, most of the clientele, 80% mafia, gangster, they come out from jail, or they're doing something with them, that like that kind of, you know, that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
it's not the image that you wanted.
No, I told them, but that's why, you know, the left give me lessons. You don't want to follow that? First the 3 years, I'm poor. I'm telling you, I'm poor.
Small business.
Super poor.
Not making any money.
You can't even imagine in 3 years. I don't have new clothes.
Takes a lot of balls because, you know, when you first start out, most people will get whatever business they can get.
Right.
And instead, you were selective in the image that you wanted to have straight out the gate.
Yep.
And ensure that this was the only type of art that you wanted to display on people and make sure that this is what you're known for. So, yep. Took a lot of balls, man.
Yeah. That's crazy. And also, back then, the people making money is not really out is talking about the money. Why are you making money? You're making money to buy stuff to support your life, right? So, a lot like what I'm talking about, old school shop, they don't have shop. They just tattoo at home, all right? People go there. They're not really paying your money. They just go there. Oh, you smoke cigarette? Okay. That's a four-con marble. So and you do like
bartering.
Exactly.
Trading.
Exchange, trading.
Almost like old school shit before very currencies.
Old school, very old school because you don't, the people don't respect tattoo as a business-wise. Still like a hobby. But a little bit special hobby. Not a lot of people know how to do. Or don't know how to do right. So they do the exchange. And also those people just like, come on. Say, but actually it's true. Why you get money? You get money because you want to buy the stuff. You want to buy food or whatever. And someone is like, oh yeah, you know what? This month or dinner, I cover you. This month. But you need to give me the full back piece. For me, sorry. That's my price. You need to give me money.
Good for you.
Food? Sorry. My parents owns the business, restaurant. Yeah. I'll
be able to get the food when you pay me that price.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And also, oh, can we do something this exchange? I says, like, don't worry, I protect you. If somebody tried to ruin your business, call me, I beat them up. I say, thank you, I don't need it. Really are. Because why I get that kind of situation? I'm not a gang, I'm not a mafia, but if you think I am, maybe I'm the harsh one. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's what I'm talking about. I didn't do the exchange. That's my price, and that's my rule. If you want to follow that, we make a deal, set up the appointment, I study, give you a good tattoo. We're working on a process. If you don't want, No problem. You can look around. I'll give you 15 minutes. Maybe you never see those kind of professional tattoo shop, but you have a good experience. Thank you. That's how it started. But cost me 3 years. Poor.
You said no. You said you weren't able to purchase new clothes?
No. So hard. Because after pay the bills, pay the rent, pretty much nothing left. Some point, like, honestly, I was deal that almost like 2 weeks. That's the longest what I deals. You know what's my meals every day? Bread, water. Not even milk. Bread, water.
That'll humble you, man. That'll put things into perspective.
You know, that's how I deal with that. Because I want to set up my way. Because I want to try to do it right way. That's it. If you want to build up something, you need to pay the credit. Right? That's my credit.
The credit is some struggle in the beginning.
Right? Exactly. Exactly. But I mean, it's like, look, what's the later? Before I come to the United States, I'm the first, the skyline price in China.
Skyline price? And that just means like an upper tier price tag?
Like very skyline price.
But worth it.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. If I don't have the 3 years, the hungry life,
yeah,
I don't have that kind of opportunity or to get that kind of level. Because everybody knows if they're looking for something special, artistical, something good, and also some good like tattoo experience, they come to my shop. And not an easy get appointment. Same now too.
Yeah.
But always want to say that everything worth it.
I get that now, by the way. People hit me up. They're like, yo, you know Popo? I said, yeah. Yo, tell him to get me in.
No problem.
try
to kiss Nick ass.
try to get me in. I'm like, I'll talk to him. He's probably not going to say anything, but I'll talk to him.
No, but the thing is, like, sometimes like this, even like back in China, they feels like, oh my God, you're so cocky. No, I'm not a cocky. It's just what it is.
Realistic is a better word.
Yeah.
You pay for the service and the art that you're getting in return. This is going to be on your body forever.
Exactly.
Listen, I talk to a lot of people that have gotten some shitty tattoos because I always wanted a tattoo, but I didn't know what I wanted to commit to. And I still don't. We've been talking about something for me and I still don't know if I want to commit to it. I'm still all over the place. But if you were going to do it, you got to do it right.
Right.
Otherwise, you're going to wind up lasering that shit off of you, and there's no reason to even bother doing it. The money, the damage to your – and just the time. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's the things like very different between in Asian culture and Western culture. Over there, when people want to do something very serious, they don't have like kind of like
– oh, the on and off. Just, I want it today. Just, I don't want it tomorrow.
Yeah, right. If they want decided to do something, they think. And also they're saving up. You know, they're not here. Oh, let me leave a deposit later on. Can you return that? I'm broke. Yeah, agent? No.
No, they follow through with everything.
No. Why you make a decision? We told you. No refundable. And, oh, can you push a little bit later? I'm broke. I can't force that. Over there in China, if you want to get a big piece tattoo, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's the deal. First, you want me to start the design? That's how much cost for you, the whole payment, the payment, all right? Pay half or pay like, 40%. Just try to get started the design because design costs artists the time, all right?
Yeah, of course.
So when you start the first session, start do the design layout, the outlinings, everything, you paid all of the rest the money. It's not like here. No, you pay all of the rest the part of money. You can't say, I pay sessions. No, nobody let you pay sessions.
I feel as a creative, that somebody that invests a lot of time on my side, shooting, editing, formulating the idea for the video, the conceptualization of everything, I'm in the mindset of, I agree with what you're saying. You know, the you have to follow through with everything. This takes a lot of time and energy from everybody.
Yep.
And yes, it is about money in the long run, but it's not.
See,
you know what I'm saying? You know, it is about money, but it's not. It's like, it's about my time and your time.
But the thing is, like, maybe we are a little bit different, because if you do just one clip, two clip, three clip, or you do a, like a theme. But what I'm talking about, because back then, all of the tattoo is huge. It's not like right now, session. But right now, you go to my shop, I mean, it's like you're asking for something. I say one session, you pay one session. And that's it. Session by session, it's okay. But you're looking for something giant, big. That's what I'm talking about.
Gotcha. Okay.
Project.
All right, so flip it for me. I'm talking about a documentary. I'm talking about, there we go.
Here we go.
A documentary versus some quick clips.
Right. That's a completely different story. Yeah. That's why documentary can be a part of like a movie.
Yes.
Right? And also you need investor, investment, like a producer, director, all of that. Right? That's a completely different, like, you know what, Nick? You know, help me. I have a bar. I want to do something like, you know, social meeting. That. Here we go.
Got you.
Right? That's completely comfortable for little things. But I mean, it's like, that's what I'm talking about. Back then, like that. That's the huge, big difference. Yep.
It's interesting. It's so cool.
You never heard about it like...
No, you never hear it like that. You never hear it laid out that way. So, I want to get to, because we're going to have to wrap soon.
Yeah, no problem.
But I want to get to, and we're going to have to do a part two. There's no way we're fitting
all this in. It's too interesting.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, but I knew it was going to be like this. Like I said, I love having people that have some amazing stories and backgrounds, and I don't want to cut you short in terms of everything that we can get to in an episode. There's so much to cover. So we're going to do Popo part one, Popo part two, part three, part four, however many we got to do. But I do want to get to the point of you coming over to the States. At what point, when you're in China, you're getting skyline pricing, you're making good money, you're building the name for yourself after your 3 years, you know, you're really putting in the work. At what point did you say, the United States is my next move?
Not really. I don't have a plan, usually. So actually, it's one thing about push later on a change. It's two things happens in my life. Change everything, started, change everything. That cause later on, I have a chance to come to the United States. So first things, soon my business started getting standard. Like what I say, 3 years poor and started making profit, right? The fourth year, fifth years. And my mom passed away. That changed the whole situation, right? So my parents still own the business, and they even do the invest, own the properties, everything. But you know, that's a lot of mortgage. You need to keep your business running to get your whole money running. And later on, everything going to be amazing. You know,
smooth sailing.
Smooth sailing.
To some degree.
But you need time. You need people to help to do this. So my mom passed away. The whole thing just like, and she passed away, is not like, she's sickness, passed away, but it's like heart attack, 15 minutes. That's different than, you know, you're going to die and you can start it, plan out everything, right? Even like some, you know, some the account, like the password, whatever, my father, you don't even know. Come on.
Yeah.
That feels like the whole family just like, boom.
Yeah, everything imploded from the inside.
Right? And also at the same time, my business just get better, but my father need my help. So every day, I need to wake up at 4:30 in the morning to help my father to the afternoon. So think about this. Do two eight-hour full-time jobs every day.
Yeah, 16 hours a day.
If lucky, just the 16.
Yeah, just the 8-8.
Yeah, if you're lucky, just that. I go through that maybe about like 2 or 3 years. All right? And the first year, not even the completely year yet, my ex just want to broke up. I'm not really, she want to broke up. She just started taking advantage. She pushed me like, marry. But we have a culture thing. First year, we're not allowed to marry. Because first year, my mom just passed away.
Yeah,
that's a culture thing for the respect for the people who passed away. And she can't wait. And started cause a lot of problems.
Nah, kick her out. Peace. Yeah, have a good one.
Yeah, that's it.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
And she's like, oh, yeah, if you can, I mean, it's like, break up. And also, I will be taking all the money out. Yes, she took me freaking 50 grand.
She took 50 grand from you?
Yes.
Damn, bro.
So my account, zero. So I can't.
Starting from scratch again.
See, I just have the family, lost the family member. My family business have the, you know, problem. I need help. And
you're working double time. Your girl leaves you. You got no money because she took everything.
See?
And now you're back to literally ground zero.
Yeah. Ground zero.
But you do have a good business.
Exactly.
So that's good.
That's the only thing's very good. Yeah. And also, you know, but my father knows that situation. He's kind of like helped me up a little bit because no money. I can't even pay the quarterly like a rent for my shop. And ITs, all of the bills. So he helped me up a little bit. And also, I kind of like go through that and work even more hard. And also, I'm single again. I feels like, you know what? I feel good.
Yeah, you feel like you got a weight lifted off of you.
Yeah, I don't need to deal with all of the stress.
So when I built up my shit, not to interject too badly, but when I built up my shit, I had an ex that would just wanted to go to the bars every single weekend. Right, I'm saying I got to focus. I got to build this up so this week this could be something special down the line.
Right.
Then I could take vacations whenever I want. We could go do whatever we want.
Right.
But she looked at short-term versus long-term gains.
Yep.
Peace. Have a good one.
Yeah, hey, same
don't
thing.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Later on, she calls some of my friends, want to try back to me. I say, forget about it.
Nope.
I give you more than 100%, but you...
And you took my fucking money. Get out of here.
Yeah, you just bury me.
Yo, if somebody took 50K from me, it would be a wrap. I would be going crazy.
No, seriously.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's like, done, whatever. I have no time to deal with that bullshit. Because for me, in that moment, I really need help my father. Because he just lost his wife.
That's huge.
It's a huge thing. And my father and my mom, they know from childhood how deep the relationship.
My grandfather.
And my father today, he's still not remarried. Yeah. Think about this.
My grandmother, so my grandfather.
Yeah, that's why I know that man need his son help, support. So I'm 100% digging on that and also rebuild my business. But you know, the God close a door and open another window for you.
And so that window was the United States?
I realize, doesn't matter how much I charge in China. I need to see the world, the whole world. I started traveling. Not the first is not United States. I started traveling in Asia. You know, all of the other countries. When back then, before United States, my main base actually for another country, Singapore.
You like Singapore?
Oh, yeah. You know, they can speak Chinese. Because at that moment, I don't speak English.
What do they speak in Singapore?
Singapore, they speak like Singlish.
Okay.
And some Mandarin, some
Cantonese.
It's a lot of different, you know, Singapore is almost like a little bit of United States, like very, you know, all of the Asian country.
A little baby melting pot.
Right, but they rich.
Oh, they go crazy?
Yeah, they're good. And also, at that moment, the Singapore dollar is very close to United States dollar.
Okay.
No, it's a good business.
That's awesome.
Shows over there. I have friends over there. Every time I go, I load it up.
All right, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask you. You got some stories to tell about Singapore and your travels?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to do... So now I got to cut this off. It's not Popo's fault. He had to watch his kids. It's totally fine. We started a little later, and I have a meeting that I got to run to.
Yeah.
And he's got a meeting as well.
Yep.
So we're going to reconvene for part two, because I want to hear world travel stories and I want to hear coming to the United States.
Yep.
And then coming to Tattoo Lose, forming, and then NYPO. We got a lot more to talk about.
Yes.
And then the next episode, we'll make sure that we have nothing afterwards so we can just rip it and chill out. If you want some whiskey. I got whiskey in there.
That sounds great.
Yeah, we'll chill out, man.
Maybe I'll bring some dumpling.
I'll eat some dumplings, bro. I'll fucking eat some dumplings. But so if you could, just for the viewers for part one, if anybody has any questions, if they're interested in maybe getting a tattoo from you, anything like that, if you could just plug yourself and let them know where they can find you, how they can get in touch with you until part two.
Okay, so thank you, everybody. Thank you, Nick. You know,
my absolute pleasure.
We have this chance and share my life story. Maybe you like it, maybe not. But you know,
if you don't like it, skip it.
It's the truth, right. So, if you wanted to know about my tattoo, and you can follow my personal page called Popo Tattoo on Instagram. And also, if you want to check out my art company, and we doing a lot of fun art stuff, you can follow NYPO, all right? So you can go my website, NYPO.art.
Yep. NYPO.art.
Or contact Nick.
You can hit me up.
Some solution.
I'll be the intermediary. Your time is extremely valuable. I want to thank you so much for sitting down with me for a few. We have a lot more to talk about. We got a lot more to do. Cool collaborations with videos.
Yep.
And hopefully one day when I finally decide on something, a tattoo as well.
Okay.
I appreciate you, brother. It has been an absolute honor to learn a little bit about you. This is episode 40, I think it's like 45, 46, 45, something like that. It don't matter. You'll see the number on the episode. I appreciate you, brother.
Yep.
Peace.
Peace.